Man, what do you think is inside of this secrets document? Somebody peeked. There's secrets. Whose secrets is in here? What secrets do you think I have? Somebody said none. Somebody said plenty. Somebody on this side knows me well. Saints, I'm sorry to reveal. If you go ahead and open your document, there's no secrets about me in this document, thank God. It is my sermon outline, as Debbie Chambers told us. But when you first saw this document, did you feel like you just really want to open it and see what was on the inside? Some of you probably really did want to know my secrets. Some of you all probably was thinking, I knew she wasn't as good as she thought she said she was. I knew she had a couple secrets in there. And if you opened this secret document and it really was my secrets on the inside, what types of secrets would you expect to see? Would you expect to see anything crazy or bad? What would you see in that document? Oh, you all are so kind. I fooled you all real good. Because guess what, Saints? Everybody's got a secret, including me. Everybody's keeping something on the hush hush. Everybody has, we give it the secrets all kind of names. Everyone has something on the DL or the down low. Some of you all are in the closet and creeping, living two lives at different times. Every single one of us has something that we don't want anyone else to know about. Something that we think nobody knows, because it's a secret, right? And guess what, Saints? In the church, there are a whole bunch of secrets. Because, see, we are trying to lead people to believe that we really are Christians, that we really do the right thing, and that we really do have it all together. So we don't ever tell anybody our secrets. It's not like that in the world. If they smoking weed, they're going to say, yeah, I'm smoking this blunt. And it ain't no secret either. If they watching porn, oh, yeah, you can come over to their house, they got posters on the wall and everything, because it ain't no secret. But for those in the church, we try to hide everything. But you see, Saints, there is something about secrets that we all need to know. There is no secret that's really a secret. You may think no one knows, but some things are just so obvious. Parents, can I get an amen? Every time our young people try to do something, we're like, you know, I just see it all on your face. You know you lying. I know what you did before you even got in the house. I already know your secret. So nothing is hidden, Saints. You know, I think about the Bible and all the sin that is reported about in the Bible. And you got to ask yourself, how did they know? How do we know? You know, back in the day, it was Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Four people. Cain killed Abel. Adam and Eve was at home. Now, anybody could have said Abel fell off a cliff. Abel got mauled by a lion. Abel ate some poison berries and he died. How do we know that Cain killed Abel? Well, Saints, because somebody did see it besides humans. Somebody else saw it. There's another character in the Bible named Lot. And Lot used to think, it's okay to have a little drink every now and again. It's nothing wrong with tossing back one. Ain't there tossing back one? It's okay. But Lot never thought that his alcohol would lead to sexual incest with his daughters. Saints, again, it was Lot and his daughters. How does the whole rest of the world know their business? Here we go again, because it wasn't just them. Somebody else knew. Here we go with Jacob. Jacob stole his brother's birthright. That was way back in the day. No one was around but Jacob and his brother and his father and mother. How do we know about it? Moses, look at your sermon outline. Let's read that Genesis together. Glancing this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Here's Moses, y'all. Ain't nobody around. Kill, kill, kill. Had him in the sand. Whew, ain't nobody seen me. How do we know his secret? Because somebody else saw it. You see, Saints, it is so hard for us to believe, even for Adam and Eve. Eve when they was way back in that garden. And they knew God was walking around in that garden. And they knew God was going to know about that apple or that fruit that they had eaten off that tree. But they just could not believe that we are constantly being watched. Someone is constantly aware of what we are doing. There is no secrets. Nothing you say has gone unheard. Somebody knows, and that somebody is God. And usually that somebody else is the next door neighbor and somebody, the friend, the one that was hiding behind the curtains, and somebody else saw it too. You see, saints, that we find in Luke, it says, what you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. And what you have whispered in the ear in the inner room will be proclaimed from the rooftops. There is no true secrets. You see, King David in the Bible, he had a problem with lust. David liked women. A couple of y'all can say that in here, amen. Dang, nobody rolls their hand. This is a scary, scary state of affairs up in here. I'm going to have to bring Terrence back. He raised his hand. Yeah, yeah, me. David had a problem with women. And you see, we can imagine that David has some binoculars. And he's like, you know, I'm just going to bird watch. Oh, I'm just looking at the birds. You see that red cardinal? Oh, what's that? Somebody got their windows open. Oh, wow. Ooh. Did y'all see her? Oh, ain't nobody around but me. Oh, well, let me keep looking. Let me keep looking. You see, David had a problem. He had a secret, and he didn't think nobody knew about his secret, that he was looking out his window into somebody else's window to see another woman. And he never knew that his secret would eventually turn into adultery. But that's what happened. But saints, David is not the only one. Some of us got some binoculars or some good pair of glasses. Some of us got a next-door neighbor or the lady across the street. And some of us have been like, what's that? Ooh, wow. It's not my fault that you got out of the shower and didn't close your shades. It's not my fault that you walk around the house naked with your windows open. I just happen to be standing here. Some of us got a problem. Say, sin is reported all throughout the Bible, and these secrets have come to part. When Peter disowned Jesus, you know, nobody knew, but Jesus did. Judas betrayed Jesus. Judas thought he was real slick. He gonna go off and talk to the Sanhedrin. Yeah, how much is gonna be? 30 pieces of silver? Okay, don't nobody know good. Come back over. Hey, Jesus, oh, let me give you a kiss. He thought nobody knew that he was the one that betrayed Jesus, but somebody knew. There is no secret that is a secret. You see, saints, when we start having secrets, we also start having personality changes. You see, because we can't keep a secret. We feel all evil and we feel all convicted all the time. Our attitudes change. We're always angry about something. Don't talk to me. No, get away from me. You know, teenagers, I'm going to tell you the secret. If you would stop being so angry and having such bad attitudes, we wouldn't know none of your secrets. We wouldn't know. If you act normal, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. Because it's so obvious almost every time when you all have started having sex because you start getting angry, start having that attitude, start not talking to nobody. You're like, okay, what's up? You got a secret. You went from being happy-go-lucky to angry, crazy person. Or if you're not angry, you get overly happy. Hey, I'm great. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm not doing anything. Woo, I'm having a good day. And we look like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so happy? You see, something about you changes. Some of us get real sad all the time. Why are you crying? Nothing. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Some of us all of a sudden start sleeping half the day. Why are you sitting in bed? The sun is out. It's glorious outside. And you in the bed. Yeah, I don't want to go out there. Soon as we start having secrets and diving into this sin, we change. And we have our Bible character today, Samson. Samson is going to teach us a whole lot today. You see, Samson had some problems, but Samson was a lot like us. And Samson started out his life, and just like many of us, we start out in the church. Most of us have been born in the church, raised in the church, or grandma took us to the church when we was going to somebody's church. Even if it wasn't this church, you was at somebody's church. You've been somewhere. But you knew that some kind of way you were expected to be a about God and a Christian from a very small age. Most of us here, not everybody, but for most of us, that's true. So Samson was dedicated to God from birth. So here he is. He's going to church every Sunday. He's praising, he's singing, he's dancing, whatever he's doing in church. But he is a man that he knows God has a plan for his life. He knows that he's been given this special gift. You see, Samson was given the gift of strength, and he can lift everything up. Can you imagine if you didn't like where your house was sitting, you say, you know, I don't like my house. Let me just lift it up and move it over here. Or for all of you who cannot parallel park like me, you know, you got that space that's real tight, and you just think, if I could just lift my car up and push it over, and I won't have to back up and cut in like that. So he was strong, and his strength was meant to use to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines. Another thing about Samson, he was good looking. He was smart. He had a lot going on. Is anybody in here can relate to Samson? You got a lot going on. You smart. You good looking. Woo, look at the whole back section raising. There's just a few problems here. Samson's got a few secrets. We know his obvious secret is that he wasn't supposed to tell anybody that his strength came from his hair. But Samson has some more secrets. You see, Samson had a lust problem. He enjoyed looking at the ladies. He enjoyed having the ladies. I probably forgot to say, some of this sermon is going to get graphic. So if you want your kids not to hear, plug their ears, or you might want to take them in the nursery. But Samson liked the ladies. He had a problem with lust, a problem with sex. And Samson was like a lot of us. Samson was going to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was getting his praise on. Then Monday morning, Samson was creeping. Samson was going to see Delilah. Don't her name sound kind of like Delilah, woman? So Delilah was in Philistine. And see, Samson knew that Samson had this problem with sex, and so he was going to see Delilah, and Delilah was a prostitute. And so on Sundays, when he was with mom and dad and his church family, he was acting all normal. Hey, I'm great. Yeah, I can sing in the choir, whatever you want me to do. Then on Monday, he was looking over his shoulder like, ooh, I hope they don't see me going over here to Delilah, because he was creeping to see Delilah. Every Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Samson was with Delilah. And you see, Samson didn't know that anybody knew his secret. He thought it was completely in the hidden. He thought no one knew. And when he was going to see Delilah, he didn't know that Delilah was set up by the Philistines, and the Philistines said, hey, we want to kill Samson. We want you to get his secret. So here's Delilah. You know, being all cute, all sexy. Hey, Samson, tell me your secret. Now, Samson, he could have just said the obvious thing. No, I don't have no secrets. I don't have nothing to tell you, no. But Samson is like us. He think he could dabble a little bit with sin. I could just dabble a little bit with a little bit. I could just have a little bit. I'll tell her a little bit about something. So he says, you know, if you tie me up with some ropes, it'll hold me down. Boy, that is a kinky story. If you tie me up with some ropes. If you tie me up with some ropes. I'm trying to think, what was Samson thinking? But if you tie me up with some ropes, it'll keep me down. And so, you know, so Delilah says, okay, let's get the ropes. And she ties them up. Then all of a sudden she says, Philistines, Philistines, come on, kill them, kill them. And here they come. And Samson breaks out of the ropes and he saves himself. Now, every one of us falls. We have a lot of slip-ups. That's okay the first time. Okay, who in here didn't have no sin, didn't do nothing, no dirt? We all have something. So Samson, the first time, I'm going to give the brother that one. I'm going to give him that one. You can go see her the first time and get tied up the first time. But the second and the third time, I'm struggling with y'all. Because if I see somebody who I know is out to get me, I'm not going to keep going to that same person. But since we do the same thing, we try to dabble just a little bit in sin. We try to say, oh, it's just a little bit of drugs. It's just a little bit of alcohol. I ain't never figured out yet how you can have a little bit of sex, but some people, it's just a little bit. We're not going all the way. You know, other types of sex aren't really sex, and y'all know what I'm talking about. It's all right. That's what we say. We try to dabble just a little bit. We try to just experiment a little bit, open up the door just a little bit. And that's what Samson did. He opened up the door just a little bit for Delilah, just a little bit into his secrets. He let her in just a little bit. But since I had to wonder, what was wrong with Samson just saying from the beginning, no, my secret is of God and you are not meant to know it. And that's the end of it. You see, saints, but we have to ask us the same question. When someone comes to us and say, you know, we can just have a little bit of weed. We can just smoke half this blunt. We should be saying, no, that is not of God, and I'm not having anything to do with it. But we all know that's not what we really say. You see, when someone comes to us and says, what's wrong with sex? What's wrong with drugs? What's wrong with acting up in school? Them teachers get on my nerves anyway. They don't like me anyway. What's wrong with doing things my way? What's wrong with saying, no, it's not of God. You see, saints, when we dabble just a little bit and dabble just a little bit, we get worn down. And we don't even know we're getting worn down. Samson thought that he could handle his sin. He never thought that things were going to get so bad. I want you to ask yourself, next time we all know somebody in here that's struggling with drugs and alcohol and sex and porn and everything else, go to that person, you ask them, exactly when did you become an alcoholic? Exactly when did you become addicted to drugs? When did you become addicted to porn? Was it when you took number one cup of alcohol? When you know the gin and juice, y'all know the song. Was it that first one? Was it the second one or the third one? When did you become addicted? You see, saints, none of us expect to get addicted to anything. All of us think that we can control everything around us. But saints, we start to get worn down. We think that we can handle our sins, and we think that things can never get so bad. So saints, when people come to us and say, what's up with the club? What's wrong with the club? You're just going to listen to the music. Going to get your dance on. Going to get your dance on in the club. What's wrong with the club? And True Love Waits, they use this phrase, what's wrong with rubbing zippers? Okay, I know some of y'all don't know what that means. But that means when a boy and a girl get together and they rub up against each other like. And some little ones rubbing zippers. What's wrong with rubbing zippers? What's wrong with taking one drink? What's wrong with looking at a girl in the magazine? It's just like watching her in her swimsuit. Jeez. What's wrong with it? Well, saints, it's against God. And we cannot handle it. We think we can handle it, but we cannot handle it. You see, saints, we think that just because God continues to bless our lives, that our little bit of sin is okay. You see, I'm over here on Monday through Friday working. I got my job, got my kids, got my family. Everything's going okay. So it's okay if I'm stealing cable from the cable company. It's okay if I'm stealing my lights. Who cares about that? It's okay if I'm fudging my taxes. It's okay. What? Y'all act like y'all don't do it. You see, guys, there are some things wrong with thinking that we can handle sin. You see, just because God continues to bless our lives does not mean he's blessing our sin. Just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. You see, saints, honestly, I could be smoking all day, every day. I know where the weed guy is. I know where you can go get some crack out on the street. I know where to go get it, too, just like you all do. I know where the stores are that sell all the alcohol. I know what a fifth malt liquor is. I know what all of that is. I can drink. I can smoke. I could be having sex with all kind of people right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. You know, a lot of people think girls don't like sex, but, you know, we fall too. We fall too. Y'all guys always saying, don't wear them tight dresses. Don't wear those short dresses. I've been thinking, well, why don't you stop wearing them black t-shirts that's tight with that belt and the black pants looking all good? I'm like, oh, Lord, close my eyes. We fall too. You know? are going to get out of control. And just because God continues to provide blessings in this one area does not mean that he is asking us to sin in another area. And again, saints, we don't know when things are going to spiral out of control. You see, Samson thought, I can keep playing with Delilah. I can keep messing around with Delilah. I can keep going to Delilah every day and getting everything out of Delilah that I want to get out of Delilah. But you see, saints, Delilah wasn't no fool. And Samson did not know who he was messing with. You see, Samson was a woman. I mean, Delilah was a woman. And I'm just going to confess today that we women do know what we do to men. Now, some of your sisters might not want to fess up, but we know when you put your leg out, when you go like this, oh, I just dropped something. Sorry, Peter, I forgot you was back there. I thought this was a secret. I thought I was getting away with something. We know what we do. We know what, you know, men like. We know what they want to see and what they're looking at. And Saints, Delilah was no fool. And she knew what she had to get Samson to do what she wanted him to do. And see, again, I told you, Samson could get away with that first time. When he first went to Delilah, she set him up and he got in trouble and everything was happening wrong. Okay, I'm going to give him that one. But the second and third time, I'm like, Samson, wake up. Wake up. You cannot see that this woman has nothing good in mind for you. She does not have your best interest at heart. And since we do the same thing, because we keep going after the same man or the same woman thinking they have my best interest at heart. But they have told you. You see, Delilah told Samson, I'm giving your information to the Philistine. And they have, just like they have told you, I am not getting married. Yes, I want to have sex, and no, I don't want to get married. No, I'm not going to stop smoking this blunt. No, I'm not going to stop drinking this alcohol. Every day you come to my house, you better bring something with you for me to drink. No, I'm not going to nobody's church. They have told you that. And yet, and still, you keep going after them, just like Samson kept running after Delilah. Saints, I'm going to give you the first time. First time you went over there and he told you, I'm not getting married to you. Okay, we better break up. But that second, third, fourth, fifth time, now come on now. He don't say he wasn't married. You walk away. Saints, Samson was doing the same thing that he always does. Going to church on Sunday, creeping on Monday. Samson didn't know that this was a different Monday, though. Because Delilah had planned to put it on him this time. This time you really got to close your kids' ears. I'm telling you, close their ears. Okay, here we go. So you see, Samson thought it was a regular day. He was just going to get him a little bit and it was going to be cool. He's going to skip back on home. But this time, Delilah put it on him. Scripture tells us he got it so good, brother went to sleep. Didn't even know his hair was being cut. Now, man, I'm speaking to you on this. We know it's some things you can't handle. Don't put yourself in the situation. We know what you like. We know what you want. And most of us know how to give it to you. So stay away. If it ain't your wife, walk away. Okay? Ladies, since we know what we know, let's not do this to our men. You know, yes, we can put on mini skirts and push our cleavage up and woo. But we don't have to because we're trying to help them out because we know they can't handle it. Sorry, men, sorry. So, all of a sudden, Samson goes to Delilah. He gets something, his head go around, woo, he fall out. Samson can't wake up. You know. Samson slipped up. Have you ever had a slip up? Ever had a time when that condom broke? Had to go over to Rite Aid to get that pregnancy test? You drank so much that night before, you woke up like, where am I at? How'd I get here? Who are you? What you doing here with me? What happened last night? Where's my clothes at? Ever done drank so much, you driving in that car, and all of a sudden you went home, like, how'd I get in my driveway? What happened? What happened? We've all had some close calls, saints. And most of us are thanking God that nobody has sat down and wrote out our secrets, and everybody doesn't know it. Boy, oh boy, I am so thankful that MySpace and YouTube did not exist when I was 17, because I would be in trouble. I would be Paris Hilton with a videotape. I'm just trying to keep it real with y'all. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm glad it wasn't there when I was young. I'm glad, you know. I crack up. I think sometimes my husband is a police officer, and he accidentally showed me something that I shouldn't have seen. But a lot of teenagers take pictures of themselves with their cell phones. And I was looking like, oh, my God, don't show me that. I cannot believe some of the things you all are doing and you think don't nobody know about. It is out there. You take a picture of it. You put it on MySpace. You put it on YouTube. Somebody else has seen it besides you. Okay? So, saints, we've all had those close calls. But Samson actually went beyond the close call. And this night, when he went to Delilah's house and he got his hair cut off, he had really messed up. You know, saints, all of us sometimes have really messed up. We've gotten busted. We've gotten caught. All our business was put on the street. And Samson finally did get caught. And you see, saints, Satan loves. Oh, he gets so excited. I could see him in hell like, yay, I got him. Because he loves when we get busted. Because now he knows he's going to help us to feel mighty, mighty low. You see, Satan loves to think for us to think that there is no hope. Satan wants us to think that we will never again gain any control over our lives. Satan loves the words, you cannot get yourself together. You are not good enough to do anything. Don't you know all the sin in your life? Nobody's going to ever want to listen to you. All that bad stuff you've done, you'll never be able to amount to anything. You are a mistake. You can never hold your head up high. You are stupid. And oh my God, God cannot use you. That's what Satan likes to say. And some of us believe it. And we stay in that deep, dark pit of despair. But I thank God that we have a God. And that God says words like this to us. There is nothing that you can ever do that will be able to separate you from my love. God tells us, I love you. You are my chosen child. You are my beloved. You are forgiven. There is nothing you can ever do that will make me turn my back on you. I have given my life for you. That's how much God loves us. And you see, saints, I know that you're sitting there thinking, okay, Pastor Kelly, you don't put all our stuff out here. You don't told all of our business. And I want to get control of my secrets and my sin. But I don't know how. Because it is difficult to get control of what's happening in our lives. It's difficult to get control of what's happening in our lives. And saints, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to save all of those hows for next week. So hold on. But I do want to leave you with this. You see, saints, I'm not standing here telling you all these funny stories and everything, making fun, because I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm very embarrassed about the fact that some of the things that I've done when I was younger and how I messed up and, I got pregnant and I wasn't married and everything about my life was wrong. You know, when people be talking about a club, the Rose Room, I know what the Rose Room is. I know what Vails is. When they talk about DJ Ellery on the radio, I know who DJ Ellery is. One day DJ Ellery and I had to do a wedding together. That was a trip. See a guy that you had been in the club with, and now I'm the pastor leading the wedding. But I don't gloat in my sin. I share my sin to show you what God can do to your life if you are ready to make a change. You see, Satan wants to keep you thinking that God cannot use you, that you are nothing, and that your life is never going to be nothing. But Satan, it's hard to take that first step in a new direction. I remember I was 9 months pregnant and told my boyfriend, I'm not having sex anymore because it's not God's way. And he looked at me and said, how you going to stop having sex? You're 9 months pregnant? Big belly on. How you stop having sex after all this time? But since there is a different direction you can walk in, and that direction is toward the cross. You see, Satan wants to keep us down and keep us thinking that we can't ever amount to anything, but I'm telling you, that is not the plan that God has for our lives. God has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, a plan to give us a hope and a future. And say, so all we got to do is hold on and walk in that direction. And come on back next week so you can hear how. Okay? Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are so wonderful, Lord, that, Lord, right now you know our brokenness. You know our secrets. You know those of us that are struggling right now with porn, adultery, drugs, alcohol, sex. You know those of us that are struggling with other things like gossiping all the time and slander and putting each other down all the time, Lord. You know what our problems are, Lord. You know how to fix them, too. So, Jesus, I'm praying right now that we're all able to trust you, Lord. That we're all able to hold on, Lord, to surrender our life, our minds, our bodies, Lord, to your direction, your will, your plan, and your purpose for our lives, Lord Jesus. And we give you all the praise for what you have done, what you are doing right now. And, Lord, boy, I cannot wait to see what you yet shall do. And we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.